Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to reopen a file, do another reopen a claim.
Okay, right, one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your social?
417-193-8-46.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's name for me?
Anitra Poole, July 20th, 1972. And what you said, mother's maiden name?
Yes, ma'am.
Given.
Okay, one moment. You want to reopen your claim?
Yeah, I want to, yeah, start a new one, I guess, whatever, reopen. I don't know how you do that.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Well, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not disabled. No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify the number for me?
5925251.
Okay, if you're approved for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Checking account.
Okay, checking. May I have your routing number?
Oh, sorry. Let me make sure I'm giving it to you correctly. Let me grab it right quick and it'll take but a second. Oh. Zero six two zero 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 one nine.
Okay, and what's your account number?
02-16-787-536.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat back out to you. Your route number is 062. That's 000019. And your account number is 021-678-7536. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
3045 Carlton, Carleton Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-830-1996.
Okay. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1117 27th Street North, 414 Clancy Street, 414 Lee Road 197, or?
The first.
Ma'am?
The first one.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Selma, Montgomery, Fairfield, or none of the above?
Fairfield.
Okay. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was January the 20th.
Okay. This year, last year?
Oh, sorry, 2022. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since when, Megan? I'm sorry.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, but just not the last job.
Okay.
And do you... Go ahead.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all I was just about to say, that I couldn't work the last, I couldn't continue the last job. Because of my bursitis, and it was requiring so much walk. So when they got ready to extend the contract, they didn't extend it to me. And I know that's the reason why, because of the walking. The difficulty with me walking so much. But I can work a job. I just couldn't work that one.
Yes, ma'am. And do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for a business?
I work for a corporate officer.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes, I'm in real estate school now.
Okay. One moment. What days and hours do you attend school?
It's via internet, so I can attend as often as frequently as I would like. So I do it, I pretty much do it every day, just to be honest.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage for you to accept?
$14 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
EVS supervisor, which was a housekeeping supervisor.
Okay. What was the name of your last job, the one you do unemployment for?
Aramark.
Okay. Do you have their phone number?
Hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
One second. Grab my phone. Let's see. Two oh five. 413-8175.
Okay. When did you first start this job?
December 10th. It was a temporary assignment.
Okay. And your last day of work was on January?
The 20th.
Okay. What city and state was this work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, one moment. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this job?
Because of this. I have bursitis. I've been diagnosed with bursitis. So I think that the reason why they didn't extend an additional offer was because of the complications with me walking so far so much. I had to supervise two hospitals with 12 floors.
Okay, you said the assignment has ended also? A little temporary job?
Yes, ma'am. It ended on January the 20th.
Okay. One moment. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Did I do what, sweetie?
Like, do you want taxes taken out of your unemployment check every week?
No, ma'am. Well, yes, ma'am. Go ahead and do that. Yeah.
Okay. Your temporary PIN number going to be 4672.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at Alabama Works and update your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. And your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you and this telephone number. Go ahead, ma'am.
The telephone number is 800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. If you have any questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, you can call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. So I just continue to file and wait to get something. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Wyatt, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.